Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Torcivia with Market Insights Torcivia. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp, and you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you. For those listeners that don't know, Santo, you do a quarterly report and an annual report that focuses on the flooring industry. You're an economist by training, worked for a long time at Mannington Mills, and you put these reports together and do a pretty good business with them. You just this week come out with your quarterly report, and I thought it would be good to talk a little bit about some of the takeaways since you've just gone through all these numbers. Why don't you start out and just talk a little bit about the economy?
Well, there's a big argument right now about the economy and what situation we're in.
Right.
We are in recovery. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it because it is so mediocre. Excuse me. And the reason it is so mediocre is, unlike any other recovery, it lacks a housing industry component. The housing industry is the second largest portion of the U.S. economy. And when that's lacking, it's going to detract from any recovery. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing a housing industry that is in deep recession and still needs to come out. I mean, we're down way below a million units and will be until 2013. We don't see the housing industry coming back until 2013 with all the backlog of repos and situations from the housing bubble. It's going to be a tough, hard slog.
And you're talking about, I think, mostly new construction.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was just noticing this morning on Florida Daily, one of our news stories is that there's less inventory out there. And you've got to wonder how much of that is because people have just pulled it off the market or how much of that is because, you know, there actually is some selling going on.
Well, there is some selling going on. The problem is the banks have tightened their credit restrictions. They're basically arbitraging the money they're borrowing from the Fed at really low interest rates and buying treasuries and doing safe investments, and it's hurting the economy in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a bit of a pickle, and it's exacerbating our situation. I guess that's the easy way to say it. We are coming out of it ever so slowly.
Now, you say housing is the second largest engine and drives the economy. What's the first one?
The auto industry. And they're doing quite well. And that's one of the engines of the economy right now is the auto industry. And people are buying cars, and, you know, that affects steel, rubber, plastic, you name it. I mean, its tentacles go out into the economy unlike any other industry.
Mm-hmm. I noticed when you were talking about housing that you dispelled one of the myths that houses were getting smaller.
Yes, they're averaging just slightly below their peak,
mm-hmm.
and they are continuing to inch their way up. And, you know, the NAHB and actually the Census Bureau covers that information. And we don't see a big decline in the average size of houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, another thing you look at is you look at the channels in the marketplace and, you know, you look at home centers versus specialty retailers. What's your most recent read on that situation?
Well, the home centers are inching ahead as they've been for the last decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe one of the main reasons is, well, obviously, they have price and they have a reputation, but they also have a reason to attract people on literally a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
You go into a home center and to buy trash bags, to buy light bulbs,
mm-hmm.
and every time you walk into their store, they have an opportunity to communicate with you,
mm-hmm.
either through signage, through leaflets, through whatever, and that's a huge advantage for them. Not to mention, their internet sites are by far some of the most visited internet sites in the industry. We know what they're doing overall on their internet sites, and we estimate that for floor covering alone, they're getting over 800,000 hits at Home Depot and about 750,000 to 770,000 unique visits per month at Lowe's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a huge number.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think people use them as just a research place, or they actually...
A lot, yes.
Yeah.
They do get a lot of hits for information,
mm-hmm.
as a starting point.
Right.
But you get a lot of pitches, you're going to get some hits.
Yeah.
And, you know, they get a lot of balls thrown at them.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of converting those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a lot of opportunities to convert. You know, people fight for that, and they're doing a pretty good job of getting the opportunities.
You've got to wonder if the flooring that's sold at Home Depot is exactly like the flooring that you get at the specialty retailers. Do you think it's apples to apples?
No.
Yeah.
It tends to be lower priced to middle priced. And the level, we do research into this, and we have in the past, the level of service you get is distinctly below the service level that people rate in floor covering stores. But they're always experimenting. They're always trying something new. And they're trying to crack that market that goes above their current price point. So far, they haven't been all that successful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in some areas, the areas they do well in are the areas that are in boxes on pallets. You
right.
look at laminate, you look at hardwood, you look at vinyl tile. Those are the areas that they seem to do really well, and that fits their logistical model. It fits their merchandising model. You come in, you take the boxes, you go home with it.
Right.
And that's the opportunity that they present to people, and they can handle that very inexpensively.
Okay. All right. Well, before we run out of time, just another analysis you do. You look at the different product categories and which ones are trending up and which ones are trending down. I know we're going to cover this in depth in our May annual report issue, so some of this is preliminary numbers. What are you seeing there?
Well, we're seeing that carpet and resilient are both up slightly. Mm-hmm. The hardwood industry is up a little bit. Just about all the categories are up except for laminate, mm-hmm. which has taken a hit from LVT. We see LVT eating into a bunch of categories, but number one is laminate on the residential side.
Both those products are faux. I mean, they try to either look like stone or they try to look like wood. In that game, the images are realistic because they're digital, but LVT is doing better just because it doesn't have that hollow click sound. What do you think some of the factors are there?
Well, price would be one. They're somewhat easier to install,
mm-hmm.
and they are very realistic looking. They come in wood strips. They come in tiles. You can even grout some of them. They have some unique looks and some unique advantages. And they're quiet, and they're soft underfoot to some degree because they're resilient. They're made from either recycled or virgin vinyl, and they perform.
Santo, about to run out of time. Somebody's interested in seeing this market report you just did. They can get a hold of you, right?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 610-927-2299, or they can visit our website at marketinsightstorcivia.com.
Okay, great. All right, Santo, good to talk to you. Thanks for a little preview of your report. Again, we've been talking to Santo Torcivia, who is a supplier of statistical information for Floor Focus and also has his own market reports. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.